And he had a few comments for them.
It's bigger news, in my opinion, when millions of young Americans are doing what they're doing this year, peacefully supporting the candidate of their choice in a presidential election. And I say, let's make it the biggest news of all by having a majority of young Americans join a majority of older Americans in winning a great victory for America this November.
By the way, if you're interested in what this $1,000 lunch will get you at the Sheraton Palace, chill Vichy Schwab Supreme salad with chicken, cheese, lemon sherbet, cream to mint, and a couple of California wines. George McGovern's off the campaign trail for a bit. He's back in Washington this morning after stopping in San Francisco and Los Angeles yesterday, canceling a couple of appearances in the Midwestern part of the country for a little rest in the nation's capital. The president has won himself a victory in Congress with the defeat, 45-42, of the Senate's latest anti-war proposal. No reports of casualties or estimates of damage yet following a hit by 7 enemy rockets on the Da Nang Air Base up to the north of Saigon. Word now on that hijack report early this morning from Singapore is that the pilot of the Olympic Airways jet apparently hit an alert button by accident shortly after the plane took off on a heading for Athens. Federal men looking into that Sunday disaster in Sacramento now think the jet plane exploded into an ice cream parlor, either had engine trouble during its takeoff run or lifted off the runway too steeply. The man who has headed up San Francisco's police commission for the past 3 years, Elmo Ferrari, is turning in his star now because of the press of personal business, he says. Mayor Alioto says there will be a new man behind the badge appointed by week's end. Police in Southern California have found the man they've been looking for since last Thursday in connection with the killing of a detective in Anaheim. Authorities say Herman Crofton was found by officers in Linwood last night. In the 30s, there was really only one radio show. Maybe you remember it. Country nearly came to a halt. Every night it came on. Starred two white, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, played black men living in Harlem. The show, Amos and Andy.
What do you want to see me about, King?
Well, Andy, I was looking for an insurance company. Now, Andy, I got a life insurance policy covered up with an accident policy that you can't afford to be with us.
I don't want no insurance policy, King.
Andy, now look here. With this life insurance policy, you are protected from all kind of accidents, even explosions and collisions.
Well, what's the difference? You is dead either way, ain't you?
Well, but it makes a difference in your burial policy, Andy. What to do with you? You see, in a collision, there you is. Or in an explosion, where is you?
The man who played Andy all those years, Charles Correll, died last night in Chicago at the age of 82. His partner, Gosden, who lives in Beverly Hills, says he feels a tremendous sense of loss at Correll's death. A lot of other people join him, I know. Time right now, almost 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we'll get back with you in just a moment.
If there's ever a fight, or someone to trust, think of home savings, God's home.
Just ask any loan customer. Home Savings, an equal housing lender, is by far the leading real estate lender for homes and apartments, whether for refinancing, purchase, or construction. It pays to call Home Savings first.
'Cause home people do more for you. Do more for you.
For free loan information, call the leading lender. Call any home savings office. The Giants broke a losing streak by orbiting the Astros 5-2 last night in the Dome, where they play again today, 5:10 KSFO broadcast time. The A's were rained out again, but their division lead increased to 4 games since Chicago lost to Kansas City 2-1. Boston's lead in the East dropped to a half game over idle Detroit. Milwaukee dropping the Sox 6-4. Ron Hussey, how's the traffic and weather look right now?
This line, Chet, right now we're taking a beat on the Nimitz Freeway as traffic moves north and southbound through Oakland. Heavy over here and stop and go in some areas down around Hayward on the Nimitz. We had a couple of earlier problems that may be causing some recurring slowdowns. One was up on the East Shore Freeway. That's up in El Cerrito on Gilman. I had an accident there, and also we had a problem down in Fremont on the Nimitz Freeway at Mowry southbound. So if things are a little slower there, you'll know why. Weather-wise, it's a little wet and clouded this morning, but talking to the weatherman last night around midnight, he had some optimistic projections about the fact that it may be clearing up here this afternoon.
Yeah, you do a fine Bill Boggess impression. Yes, you do. Up in the Sierra, rain on and off north of Yosemite today. Showers tonight, decreasing tomorrow. Snow level above 7,000 feet. And it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock right now. And there you have KSFO News, presented by Home Savings. People, home people do more for you. And that's why Home Savings is America's largest. Chet Castleman here. Terry McGovern's right there.
Cobwebs on them. I was going to play a thing called Knowing When to Leave from Promises, Promises, And instead, we played the hit from the show called She Likes Basketball. That was a biggie.
Dave Matlett on location today in the Alpha Beta Market at the corner of McKee Road and White Road in San Jose. And right now, I'm talking with Mrs.
Olivia Manholder.
Mrs. Manholder, you're just going through check stand two here, and you're still smiling, even though you have to pay out all that money for your groceries.
Well, it really can't imagine I like this store.
Do you find that you're saving money so you're not spending so much when you get to this point in the store?
I think so. I really do. I like it. They have clean restrooms.
You know, that was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people when they first saw an Alpha Beta Market that they were so considerate to even have restrooms.
Yes, most stores don't, and it's really a benefit when you have little ones running around.
How did you first discover Alpha Beta?
Well, I had heard your commercials on the air, and then when the store opened, I didn't even realize it had opened at first, and I came by and saw the brand of new signs when it opened, and that was how we got started, and we shopped here ever since it opened.
Like Mrs. Manholder of San Jose, you'll like the total better at Alpha Beta.
In case you haven't been listening to my afternoon show, I'm now being called every once in a while by my beloved Aunt Zelda. Hello, Aunt Zelda.
Hello, Perry, darling. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, dear.
Did you call your mother last week?
I didn't have any change.
What do you mean you didn't have any change? Is that an excuse?
The sun was in my eyes.
Oh, my God. A sun. I'm never going to have a sun, I'll tell you that. Listen, Perry.
What?
Are you busy now? Can I talk to you confidentially?
Sure.
I have a very bad problem.
Just between you and me? Sure.
Yeah, and nobody can listen in on this. Nobody
can
hear.
No.
Sure?
Oh, two or three people.
All right. Listen, Terry,
yeah.
I gotta talk to you. I'm very upset.
What's the matter?
Harold, you know, my fifth husband?
Yeah.
Harold. Let me tell you what
happened.
He's
your fourth and fifth. You were married twice.
Fourth and fifth. Right. I was married twice to the same guy. Right. He remembered. It's very odd. I didn't think you heard about my divorce. I had a party for me. It was fabulous. Anyway, listen, Terry, we went to this party, you know, the other night.
Uh-huh.
And these people were sitting around and they said that California was going to fall into the sea. Terry, I got so scared. Harold said that we should come up to San Francisco and stay with you and that girl you're living with.
That's my wife. What do you mean, that girl I'm
living with? Terry, you can tell that to your mother, but you don't have to tell that to me. I know better. You know what I mean? Call it, Terry. Would it be okay?
Well, it's okay with me if it's okay with the girl.
Well, I'll tell you why we decided on San Francisco. I know it's part of California, but we figured out, at least Harold did, and he's very logical, that the hills are very high in California, and the
water... So are most of the people.
Yeah, are they?
Oh.
My goodness. Well, anyway, the water wouldn't go as high as the hills, you know, so the people on the top would survive. We figured we'd get a hilltop house, you know what I mean?
Need money? HFC has had more experience helping more people solve more financial problems than any other company in our business. Consider that when you think about borrowing money. And HFC is an equal opportunity lender.
What do you need when you need to borrow money? Right now. But you know it's so nice when you need to borrow. Get more than money. Oh, you get more understanding from the people you go to. Have more.
Something that if it happens, Zelda, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do. I mean, you can't prevent it.
But, Terry, you know, I mean, this is not a rumor. Do you know that people are tearing up the animals in Los Angeles?
Look, Zelda, you're getting overwrought about this. Why don't you make some of that great soup and have some of the soup and settle down, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Am I going to see you? Am I going to see you soon?
Zelda.
You call me?
Zelda, I see you all the time in my dreams.
Terry, you're a good nephew, but you're not a very good son.
Even better riding Caprice. An even more luxurious Caprice is here for 1973. It's long, wide, and stately, with an imposing new grille and refinements like an available twin cushion front seat that reclines on the passenger side. We think we've built a better Caprice, but we're even more interested in what other people think. So, before the official introduction, we showed our 73 Caprice to people like yourself and asked for their first impressions.
It looks like luxury to me.
I see so many improvements.
Been reading about the new bumpers and didn't think they'd be able to look this good.
Love it. It's beautiful.
It reminds you of a more high-priced car than a Chevrolet really is.
73 Caprice, the most distinguished Chevrolet of all. You might not want to look any higher.
Minutes past 7 o'clock. Terry McGovern with you this morning. Terry McGovern with Annette Zeldis. Northbound on the Bayshore, south of Trimble in San Jose, there is congestion, and northbound on Highway 280 in the intersection of northbound Highway 85, there is an accident. That's in the Sunnyvale area. There's a great deal of congestion in Pete Scott's chest at the moment. Southbound on Marin 101, traffic is slowing down, and the Richardson Bay Bridge is beginning to back up. It's a nasty, mean, ugly, ugly thing, the Richardson Bay Bridge right now. Oh, I say it awful. You don't have to worry about that, Peter, because you live north of it, south of it.
Right. I'm planning on going to Canada.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that is really a mess. Just...
Well, they can't help themselves. The men are riveting.
The men are riveting?
Yeah, they're riveting and hammering.
They're riveting the cars. That's what they're doing.
Can't move. I've been riveted.
Hello, Dave Anderson. What have you got for me?
President Nixon, Terry, is due in the Bay Area before noon. We'll have complete coverage of his visit. George McGovern is resting up in Washington, D.C. He was in L.A. late yesterday, saying he would stop the bombing in Vietnam 5 minutes after he's sworn into office. Rockets slammed into the big Da Nang Air Base in Vietnam this morning. So far, no report of casualties or damage. Mr. K, Henry Kissinger, is still in Paris for a second round of private talks with Hanoi diplomats. And Gary Whitman, our answer to Dandy Don, next with sports.
The Giants beat the Astros 5-2. They play their last road game of the season back there today. 5-10 is the broadcast on KSPO this afternoon. The A's were rained out again, but their division lead went to 4 games since the White Sox lost to Kansas City 2-1. Boston's American League's lead was cut to a half game over Detroit since the Sox lost to Milwaukee 6-4. The Tigers didn't play. Baltimore lost to Cleveland, so the Orioles are 2.5 games behind, as are the Yankees, who play in Detroit tonight. Moscow's Lenin Ice Rink was the scene of last night's 7th Team Canada-Russia hockey game, and the Canadians came away a 4-3 winner to even the series at 3 wins apiece. There's been one tie. The last and deciding game is tomorrow night in Moscow, where correspondent Brian Williams tells us last night's game was by far the hardest hitting of the series.
The Soviets checked harder and used their bodies more than in any previous games. Coach Harry Sinden said the refereeing was better. Coach Bob Ross said there were still a few mistakes by the referees. After the game, we all ventured out into a heavy snowstorm.
And that's sports, Terry.
That ain't all it is. That's a regular jam session. Thank you very much, Gary. And moving on. What was it? 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. I don't understand. My socks just fell off. And my shoes are still off.
Bush does it like no other beer. Like everybody's in a hurry today, except us. We let Bush set its own easygoing pace, let it rest and mellow, round off its edges through slow, natural carbonation. And when Bush is ready, you know it was worth all that unhurried time. You owe it to yourself. Try Bush. Bush does it like no other beer.
McGovern in for Lang this morning at 20 minutes past 7. You can see clearly now. Good luck. Occasional rain or drizzle this morning. Clearing by noon, then fair through tomorrow.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Gonna be bright, 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 sunshiny day. Gonna be bright, bright, bright.
radio show. Let me give you a word of advice. Excuse me. Eat your breakfast before you come into work, or else you get in a lot of trouble. That was Johnny Nash, and I can see clearly now.
Tomorrow's the big day. Yes, tomorrow at 9:15. In the morning, the Emporium Tanforan in the Tanforan Shopping Center opens the newest Big E with impressive ceremonies. You're cordially invited to join the celebration. The new store's spacious shopping area is filled with tremendous grand opening bargains. Open an Emporium charge account and take advantage of the hundreds of money-saving specials tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. Come to the grand opening of the Emporium Tanforan in the Tanforan Shopping Center, El Camino Real in San Bruno.
Everything in the world belongs to tomorrow, and tomorrow belongs to you.
Tomorrow belongs to you. That's a pretty meaningful statement. Today's emphasis on ecology, our right to live and enjoy life. Maybe these are some of the obvious meanings, but the people at Imperial Savings believe tomorrow can be just what you make it. They feel that you should have a plan for your tomorrows, and they can help with a full range of savings plans and highest rates on insured savings. Imperial Savings people say, plan and dream for tomorrow.
And tomorrow belongs to you.
Speaking of tomorrow, are you registered to vote? If not, you can register now at any Imperial Savings office. You know what they ought to do? They ought to give lessons on how to vote. Because you only do it once a year, unless you're a fanatic, you know. Keep changing your ticket. I want to do the primaries and everything. But, you know, you can forget. Sometimes you don't do it once a year. Sometimes just once every 4 years, you know. And then you go in. It's always kind of frustrating for me to go in there and some very kind little old lady, you know, who's a librarian and just does this part-time to help out, shows you, now, dummy, you put the pegs through the hole. Here, let me show you how to do this, honey. One woman in our county alone is responsible for electing, well, past four presidents.
Words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you.
great new album, and that's a love song. She's also appearing upstairs in the Venetian Room here in the Fairmont Hotel. 28 minutes past 7 o'clock. Terry McGovern in for Jim Lang this morning.
The economy drive is on along the Chevron Way with the introduction of the new Atlas 42 belted tire. Right now, standard stations and almost all Chevron dealers are introducing the new Atlas 42 belted tire at 20% off the suggested exchange price until October 15th. The new Atlas 42 combines four full plies of polyester cord, two strong fiberglass belts, and a heavy 12/32 of an inch tread. That's a lot of rubber and durability. So stop in at your standard station or Chevron dealer and take a look at the new Atlas 42. And while you're there, the Chevron tire experts will be glad to give you a free tire check and show you the wide selection of other Atlas tires. The Golden Air Radial, GripSafe, HP tires, and the new Plycron 4. There's an Atlas tire to fit just about every driving need in every pocketbook. And remember, the new Atlas 42 right now at 20% off suggested exchange price until October 15th. The economy drive is on along the Chevron Way.
KSFO, San Francisco.
Well, sir, it's about that time now to go into the back room. Don't you see? And talk to my friend Chet Castleman here while we sip a little coffee together. Chet, what have you got?
I'll have a sip with you. I want to tell you about a big day for $1,000 a plate diners in California today. President Nixon's flying into Northern California.
How much was that again, Chet?
I say it again.
How much was the plate?
$1,000 a plate. You get several plates for that price, though, and a couple of glasses.
Get a whole set, I hope.
Yeah. All right. President Nixon's going to be here in Northern California for a big luncheon at the Sheraton Palace. Then he's going to head for Los Angeles for another $1,000 a plate dining experience. That's a big dinner down in L.A. Senator McGovern, who was here in the Bay Area and in Southern California yesterday, is going to take a little rest break in Washington. He's canceled some scheduled campaign appearances to get that little rest break. Henry Kissinger's in his second day of talks with North Vietnamese negotiators in Paris. As usual, no word from either side yet on what's the topic of discussion and what progress is being made, if any. Only one member of the fabled Amos and Andy radio team survives now. Andy Charles Correll dying of a stroke in Chicago at the age of 82. A couple of trials continue here in the Bay Region. Jury selection's now complete at the Juan Corona trial in Fairfield and in the city opening statement yesterday in the Alioto Look libel suit. There's a suit on file now by five newswomen who want full membership in San Francisco's press club, charging discrimination, but club officials say it's simply a question of liabilities in the club.
Locker room problems.
That's right. Women's club with a long history over in England is breaking up now, turning its treasury over to a charity for the elderly. Breakup coming, according to club officials, simply because the members lost interest in it. The treasury amounts to $50. Name of the club, the Dunton Bassett Women's Cricket Club. And they haven't played a match for 20...
How could you lose interest in something like that?
Well, listen, that's fascinating. You talk about losing interest. They haven't played a match for 25 years.
But they've been warming up.
That's right. They're ready anytime. I'll see you, Terry.
All right, Chet.
The one thing that really used to irritate me about medical and hospital expenses was you couldn't get good health coverage if you weren't in a group. You just waited around till one of the kids fell out of a tree or got hospitalized for something, and then you waited for the bill. Oh, I still don't like anybody getting sick, but at least now I know where I am. Now I have coverage that 18,000 Blue Shield member doctors take as full payment for all covered services. That's 100% coverage for all covered in-hospital medical charges by member physicians. Even 100% payment for covered outpatient surgical procedures. Plus a big daily room allowance. 80% of the charges up to $100 a day, and even 80% of x-rays and things you need in the hospital. Oh, I still don't like sickness, but at least I don't get sick myself when I see the bill. Blue Shield's great coverage for individuals and families. Plan 100.
For information about Plan 100, write Blue Shield KSFO San Francisco, or call the Blue Shield office nearest you. Do it today. Can't do anything tomorrow. Write KSFO for details about Blue Shield's Plan 100. Dick Grappas from Walston & Company.
The stock market stumbled, staggered, and finally fell backward into a mixed gain yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8 of a point. That makes it 3 wins in 16 tries. The Dr. Strange Glovian activities of Henry Kissinger in Paris had as much to do with the modest gain as did the president's talk to members of the International Monetary Fund in Washington. But over on Wall Street, the gloom and doom boys were still around. They just submerged for the day. And optimism prevails again this morning, even if hardcore business news doesn't. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is plus 1.13. Uppers lead downers 5-3. And volume has taken a turn for the better.
All right, submerged in the soupy skies over the Bay Area is Bill Bogus. Bill, can you see anything yet?
Jerry, I've got a couple of past accidents I can tell you about, but present accidents we don't have any of right now.
Past accidents?
Past
you mean like the best of?
Uh-huh.
All right.
The two that I have in mind were on 280 at the Highway 85 and also on the Bayshore Freeway down in San Jose at Trimble. A couple of accidents working there, and then a new one down on Highway 280 at Wolf. So if you're in that area, you'll have to slow down. And we had the right lane, the number one lane, Oakland bound, the Bay Bridge closed there for a few minutes. It's opened up again. Things are picking up there.
Okay, Bill, can you give me a word about Pacific States Aviation?
Yeah, let me just say that Pacific States Aviation and Buchanan Field itself are all going to have an air show this weekend. I know the subject of air shows has been on everybody's mind here lately, but we're going to have our own. It's a very safe and happy one, and that's this coming weekend. You can get tickets for that event at Pacific States Aviation by just calling and arranging to have them sent through the mail if that's convenient. The phone number to call out there is 685-4400, and you can set yourself up for a great Concord airfare this coming weekend.
In the province of Navarra, in a village below the Pyrenees, my friend Antonio and his wife Pilar tan hides. I had ridden hard and my horse was weary. They helped me rub him down. The hay smelled sweet and clean. Later, we told stories and laughed and had a San Miguel beer. It tasted good. Now, whenever I drink San Miguel, I remember the smell of the hay in Antonio's loft. Breweries in Spain, Hong Kong, the Philippines. San Miguel, internationally famous.
Of course.
25 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Popcorn, hot butter. Good news, now clear northbound on Highway 280 at northbound Highway 85. Thank you. Andy Meyer here in just a minute. It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Watching your weight?
Isn't everybody?
Then keep an eye out for Perfection's new high-low spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Yes, Perfection brand high-low spaghetti. High in proteins and energy-building carbohydrates. Low in fat. With vitamins and iron added for energy plus. Perk up your diet. You'll love the change to high-low.
High-low spaghetti. Great when you're watching weight.
Yeah. Perfection brand high-ho. High-low. High-low. Pardon? Hi-ho, the witch is dead. The wicked witch is dead. Available at Safeway stores.
Dorothy, you haven't gotten away from me yet.
So, at 22 minutes before 8 o'clock, we take a long, slow, dark ride to the laboratory mansion of Dr. Friedrich Meyer. As we open the vault door, we find Dr. Betty, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yes.
Getting ready with this weather podcast.
Oh, goody.
Yes?
It's raining. I love rainy weather, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. And out here, it hasn't rained since last evening. The streets are all dry out here at the Ocean Beach. No drizzling or anything occurring out here presently. And I'm predicting it this way. A chance of widely scattered showers in the Bay Area till near 10 a.m. And I think almost every one of those showers, if there are any, would be outside of San Francisco proper.
Mm-hmm.
Then considerable sunshine most areas after 10 a.m. Highs in the mid-60s to about 70. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a bit warmer. And light wind.
Light wind.
Right. Yes, in fact, the anemometer cups aren't even turning around at all this morning at the top of the house.
The anemometer cups?
That's right.
What size cups are they?
Well, they cups will pick up the wind, and they blow around. The faster the wind blows, the faster those cups spin.
I see. What do you have any humor, conjectures on the passing parade, witticisms, philosophies of any kind?
A coal truck. A coal truck kept into an opening between a hearse and the first car in the funeral procession. Upon seeing the coal truck in the funeral, a mourner remarked about the deceased. I knew where Jim was going, but I didn't know he had to supply his own coal.
Oh, Freddy. All right. I think I'll have to work one up for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too, Terry McGovern.
20 minutes before 8.
Beneficial Finance announces a six-hour loan service for its good friends and customers. Here's how it works. Phone or drop in at the Beneficial office before 11 in the morning and tell the manager how much cash you want. He'll have an answer for you by 5 o'clock the same day. A special customer appreciation service at Beneficial Finance.
You're within the sound of my voice. Good luck. There's a Beneficial Finance office near you. 90 of them right here in the San Francisco area. See the white pages for your nearest Beneficial office. Loans to $10,000. Do you just... Well, you laugh. You're really... It's good to have a person here laughing.
No, it isn't, Terry. You can't stomach it, can you?
Well, it helps. I don't know what it's doing to the folks who are listening.
I found humor in that.
In what?
In what you said. See, I find humor. I've always been fascinated by humor and people who are funny and humor and people who are funny. Funny. That's funny.
It's 18 minutes before 8 o'clock.
That's funny.
I'm 17. I'm making music all day long. As long as I'm making my music, ain't gonna do nobody no harm. And who knows, maybe I'll come up with a song. I wanna stop all the fussing and fighting, long enough to sing along. I believe in music. Oh, I believe in love. And I believe in music. Oh,
if you know what I mean. People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands and stomp your feet and shake your tambourine and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see. Hey, I believe in music. Oh, open understanding and living in harmony. So grab your brother by the hand and sing along with me and lift your voices to the sky. Tell me what you see.
I believe in music, and that's done by the gallery. It's now 16 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's like having Laughing Sal here. They tore down Playland, and I've got Pete Scott. Did you get out there to hear her laugh in the latter years of her life?
I was married to her for 7 years.
To Laughing Sal?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, listen, mechanically, she was a failure.
Traffic is slowing down southbound on Marin 101 and backing up on the Richardson Bay Bridge. There is fog.
Low grade. There's fog on the Waldo grave this morning. The years I've spent as a beacon's moving man, they've been good years. I remember when Tiffany lamps run all that old. I knew in my heart they'd come back. On the other hand, when new things come along, at beacons we're ready. Did you ever try to move a waterbed? Well, when you're a professional, you move with the times. Sure, the training's tougher at beacons. Requirements are rougher at beacons. But when I think of those people who've been genuinely moved, sometimes I cry a little. But on the other hand, when you're a Beacon's man, sometimes you sing a little.
Beacon's men are careful, quick, and kind. Beacon's takes a load off of your mind. Moving heavy stuff or a fragile fixture, a Beacon's man is a moving picture. We're the best thing moving men around. Moving business, beacons, men are pros, and pros need poetry. In moving,
only Beacons offers a credit card program for out-of-state moves.
Cat just blew his ombre shirt, split the whole lip. 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, Terry McGovern in for Jim Lang, who was playing the dating game in New York.
Tell me, mugger number three.
Dave Henderson, what have you got for me right now?
Terry, Air Force One is winging President Nixon to the Bay Area at this hour. He'll be addressing a new luncheon, $1,000 plate luncheon, as a matter of fact, in the city.
Wonder what they're having.
Vichyssoise Supreme.
And a bonus jack.
California wines, cheese, all sorts of stuff.
That's good.
Good. No word yet, by the way, on the second round of private talks in Paris between Henry Kissinger and Hanoi negotiators. And Charles Correll died in Chicago last night. He was 82. He played Andy for over 20 years on what was the most successful radio series of all time, Amos and Andy.
Kingfish, this is a pretty good secondhand car you got here.
Yeah, it cost $50, and real deal honey in it.
Yeah, how far is this car gone, King?
Oh, it's been broke in all right. It's gone 189,000 miles. Say, how long you figure we've been riding now, Andy?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
Then I guess it's safe to put it in second gear.
Both Correll and his partner, Freeman Gosden, who still lives in Beverly Hills, were white men who played blacks living in Harlem. When the show was converted to television in the early 50s, black actors took over, but civil rights groups who felt the show was degrading to blacks pressured the network into canceling the show after a couple of years. Reruns were shown until 1965. There's no doubt, though, that in the 30s, there was nothing bigger than Amos and Andy. KSFO Jeans, Nelson remembers.
I guess for those of us who lived through that era, we know how big Amos and Andy were. I think to a new generation, it's impossible to describe how popular they were. There is nothing on radio or television today that can begin to compare with the popularity of Amos and Andy. I can't think of one thing in entertainment today that comes even close. They were such a big part of our lives that people turned their lives around to make sure they were available for the Amos and Andy show. And is there any other program like that today? Some people do that. Some people think enough of a given show that they kind of turn their schedule around to make sure they're always available on that night for that show. But a whole nation did this for Amos and Andy. I guess in a capitalistic society, probably the best way to describe how popular they were, Amos and Andy, in the early 1930s, were being paid $10,000 a week. Now think of that. That's with a whole different tax structure now, and this is in the early 1930s, $10,000 a week. Amos and Andy.
Charles Carell, Andy, dead at the age of 82. Eric?
All right, David, I'll talk to you again, I suppose, a little bit later on. Right now, it's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's Terry McGovern in for James Lang, who's in New York.
New York!
Been to your neighborhood Enco Station lately?
No.
Then perhaps you've noticed a new name on the pumps, Exxon. Changing the Enco name to Exxon there was just the first step in changing the Enco name to Exxon all over that station. Here's the reason for the new name. For years, we at Humble Oil have used different brand names in different parts of the country. And often, that's been confusing for our customers and complicated for us. So we're changing the names on our stations to Exxon. And when that happens, you'll have just one name to look for coast to coast. But that's all we're changing, just the name. You'll still find the same good gasolines, same friendly dealers, same great service. Right now, the Enco Tiger is showing our new name at our stations. It's a big job, but in a short while, we'll be Exxon, coast to coast. Exxon. Think of it as a new name for your old friend, Enco.
It's about 10 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Hey, hi there, Gruber. It's good to see you.
Richie,
well,
hi.
I thought I'd stop by and say hello to you and ask if you want to play one of my special Richie Vitullo Pick the Clicks, you know? I hear you do them Pick the Click things.
Who's
your old Pick the Click?
Who's your friend there?
Huh? Oh, my friend here. Yeah, come on over here, Beidoum.
Who
Beidoum? That's his name. Say hi.
Hello, Beidoum. Why does he talk like that?
Well, he talks like that because, well, we used to have our group, the Blue Flames, you know, he sung bass for us. So, that's the way he was, the original Mr. Bass Singer, man, and all them records, right?
Great conversation.
Oh, no, it's not. You don't have to have a conversation with Beidoum very much.
No.
He's so strong. I have working down the garage now. We had our hydraulic lift not working the other day, and we couldn't look under the car.
Yeah.
So Beidoum just goes over there, grabs a hold of the bumper, and then
picks it right up.
Boom. Yeah, and he can hold the car way up over his head. Amazing.
That's incredible.
Pick up Terry one time.
No.
Oh, go ahead. It won't hurt.
No, don't do that. I had flower problem last night.
Pick up Terry, and I'll put this record on the turntable.
Hey, Beidoum.
Play it.
Oh,
up.
Hey, Jim, you shouldn't have picked Terry up so hard. I mean, picking him up was one thing. Dropping him like that was not cool. Terry, you all right? Terry, you all right? You better go get some help, Bay. Don't pick him up again. Go out again. I think it's the program director you have to get when this happens.
Downright unfair. So many tempting goodies there at parties, picnics, after lunch. A wicked lure to make us munch. Why can't a snack that's good to crunch be loaded, jammed, crammed with a bunch of vitamins and stuff that's good to treat our bodies like we should? Well, pick Sun Giant almonds right off the shelf. A snack you can love without hating yourself. With grown-up taste, nutrition too, the adult nut is good for you. The adult nut. That's a funny name until you learn it's not the same as standard kid stuff, snacks, and treats you know you're not supposed to eat. Sun Giant almonds. Go out and buy them. Sun Giant almonds. Next party, try them. And lady, lest I miss my hunch, it'll be you and us. Love at first crunch. If you're a first-class almond nut, look for Sun Giant almonds when you go first class in the friendly skies of United, the airline that takes you to more of your land than anyone else. Gone. Richie Petula and his friend. Guy looked like Frankenstein with fenders. Time right now is 5.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Jim Lang's radio program until 10 o'clock this morning. And then there'll be time for Pete Scott and the radio encounter. It is clear northbound at Highway 280 and Wolf now. And it's also clear northbound on the Bayshore south of Trimble. California Highway Patrol in San Jose reports that they're receiving numerous calls of spinouts. And they wish the drivers would slow down on some of the wet pavements. Be very careful. No acrobatics. 5 before 8 o'clock, KSFO, Judy Collins.
Doors and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and severed canyons everywhere. Autistic clouds of rain, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I'm a sad cloud from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and tunes and ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from wind and moon, and still somehow it's love's illusion I recall. I really don't know why.
off from both sides now. And I dig it.
Oop, there's a little pink slip of paper. Could I have that?
I'll get that for you, kid.
Pete says it's really fun working with a short guy. Am I really that much shorter than Jim Lang? I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't allow him to stand up when I'm in the room. Northbound on Highway 280, there's a report of a stall south of Hickey in the Colma area. Oh, that's terrible. Nothing funny about a stall or traffic tie-ups, but there's something funny about a hickey.
I'm Jerry Tanner in the San Francisco office of the New Yorker magazine. I think we represent to an advertiser a market and a method. And the market is 3 million readers of obviously way above average income, intelligence, and taste. And that alone makes us an attractive media buy, but not necessarily unique. And I think that's where our method comes in, the chemistry between the magazine and the reader. And I think it works on two levels, the visual presentation and the involvement that comes about through the reading experience. I think our sales proposition is the very end.